What a podcast.
Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216.
Time to wake up.
Don't tell me how to shit my pants.
Wake up, dude. This is totally going to wake you up.
I already know who it is.
I bet you do, but he said it's time to wake up, and then he's like, wait, I'm going to put you in a trance with my weird guitar music.
Is that a flange he's got going on? Is that what gives him that tone?
I think it's a flange chorus mix of a something. This is for you, Hans, buddy. Hey, everybody, it's 7:31 time. It's 4:20 for us, for real. And right now, it's the Terry and Catch Comedy Show. It's time to wake up.
So I have a question for you just off of this, because if I try to, like, hold this thought out, I'll just forget.
Okay, do it now.
Because I'm already forgetting anyway, right?
Right.
So we were just talking about, like, the chorus-y flange effect.
Yeah.
And just, like, people's signature tones, you know, because not every guitarist has a signature tone.
No. You hear this and you know who it is, and a lot of our listeners know too. Mm-hmm. But
and then you hear Nickelback and you're like, well, that could be Puddle of Mud.
It could be Caesar.
Yeah. And so, like, he's got the settings of the flange and the chorus that you get that sound, right? When somebody who has that tone gets that sound, do you ever notice in music where they just totally, like, change the entire settings of that pedal? Or do they pretty much just kind of stick with where that is just so it's that tone? Such as, like, what's his face from Queens?
Josh Homme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so Brian May from Queen. They both have signature tones, and they pretty sure set it and forget it.
Like, they dialed it in one day when they were really young, found it, and then that's just set it and forget it. They Ronco that shit.
That's what they do. You don't even have to worry about your guitar tone anymore, because you just set it and forget it.
Mm-hmm. What about, like, Gilmore?
He has a pretty signature tone as far as his lead tones go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this guy...
So he's probably a set it and forget it guy, too?
Maybe, but I guess as you get older and after the band breaks up, he probably experimented with different guitars and different rigs and different setups and stuff. But as far as recording, I think they would keep the same type of guitars, or at least guitars with comparable pickups to where you... Because if you're going to make a new record every year, you kind of want it when you got a good fan base. People might not know who we're talking about. This is Yob in the background, our local heroes to me, Doom heroes. Dustin was talking about more people had Doom installed on their computer than Windows.
That's right.
And that's what made me want to hear this song again. So this is Yob, and they have a signature sound, Mike Scheidt does. This is the intro track from their latest album called Clearing the Path to Ascend. Listen to a lot. It's good. I like it.
That's why I never really messed with effects, because I always thought, I mean, you just get so... How would you remember the settings for different songs or whatever, you know? Because you don't want...
I think they would document it in the studio of, like, what guitars they use and what amps.
Yeah, but then you got to, like, think about it live. You got to be changing all your stuff.
Yeah,
and,
but maybe live you don't notice it as... I mean, like... In a live setting, it's not so easily analyzed of the tone because of the ambience of the different rooms and stuff. But yeah, I would imagine they would use... I see bands that have signature guitar sounds, which I consider a signature guitar sound, like Mastodon. Mm-hmm. When I hear Mastodon, because of where they tune... We should talk about that later. Where they tune and the way their tones are, their tuning and their toning... you can hear it and you can go, oh, that's Mastodon. But I see them using different guitars all the time, and now they're using Orange Amp as opposed to using Marshalls before.
Because
I think these days you can...
I think...
Each artist has their ears, and I think they just set it to where it sounds good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like the dude from Boston. He used to take a piece out of his amp head to make it sound like it did, and then he marketed it as the Rockman.
You think anybody has, like, their in-ear monitors, like, unaffected music, so they get the like just the clean guitar that they're playing, but the out of the amps and you know the sound.
That's a little far fetched, but I don't put it past the technology that we have today that they
somebody
could do,
might
that.
Do that.
But I'm thinking that those ones that you see like on the Grammys and on the TV performances where they got that thing that looks like grandma's hearing aid, I think that that's coming from the board. So you're probably hearing all. I mean, you could hear your voice, whatever you choose, could be anything.
Yeah,
I just want to hear the bass drum.
See, I always thought like I bought one of those MIDI-Verb 4s.
Yeah.
That was pretty common Alesis piece of equipment for various things. But, man, I would just get to where I would just be, like, spending the entire time instead of playing, I'd just be, like, trying to find a good sound that I like. Because, you know, there's so many fucking settings, you know. And a lot of them have a delay. And, you know, you can't just have a delay effect and then just start whamming away, like, you know, you kind of got to play along with a delay.
Yeah.
You know, and so a lot of those MIDI-Verbs, I always thought you just put it onto an effect and then write a song around that effect.
Yeah.
You know?
And with him, not only is there a chorus and a flange, but there's also that delay. And I don't know how many of the listeners out there have seen Yob or heard live versions of their songs. But he sets the delay to the tempo of the song before it starts, and you can hear him go ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And if it's too slow, he'll go ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch or slower, and then he'll do it again when he gets it set, and he'll look at Travis and it'll go ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Sounds like Jason on Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. But and they have a real like just eye to eye contact, kind of like they don't even need to click shit off anymore. They'll just look at each other and they're kind of raise their hands up and come down at the same time and go, which very awesome. Kudos to these guys. Yabas came a long way and now they've got this thing, their signature sound, and their album is just available on like the stupid thing where I get all my pop music for weddings and shit like that. Free downloads on Move Music. I bought the album so I can download it for free to my phone. But
I remember there was Al and I one time. We were
Al and I.
Al, yeah. Bentaman. We're rocking, recording some stuff, and I had that MIDI-Verb hooked up to microphones, and there was this one effect that I made where it was just like an endless ping, but it eventually kind of faded out, but it took like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
But it would be like, hello, 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 hello. But it, you know, but, and it was a really slow, and so we were just going like, ba-doo, ba-doo. And then ba-doo, ba-doo.
Ba-doo, ba-doo.
Ba-doo, ba-doo.
For like 2 minutes.
For 2 minutes, but then we would layer on other sounds that went to that, and so they would layer and then kind of phase out, and then we'd have other... I need to break out that tape and mix that down, because I bet that's probably gold.
Yeah, I bet it is. So you must have heard something about, okay, we're talking about a signature guitar sounds, you know, and even the old people had it, like AC/DC has it.
So Angus never touched his effects after he had it dialed in when he was like 12.
He always used those SG Gibsons, and I don't know if he just kept the stock pickups in them. Jimmy Page always had SGs and Gibsons, Les Pauls, and that he had a, don't you think he had a signature sound too?
Yeah.
Jimmy Page.
What about Tom Petty had a signature sound, right? But I mean, he plays like tons of different guitars.
Yeah.
But maybe in the studio, maybe he just does that little, what was it, Telecaster that he has?
Or, yeah, and he plays that Rickenbacker a lot.
Yeah, that's true too. Huh. Oh man, I had something, but I lost it.
Where'd you lose it?
It maybe.
Dude, I lost my leg.
Did you? Where'd you put it? You ever watched that Todd in the Book of Pure Evil? It's on Netflix. It's a Canadian show.
Yeah,
I thought. You ever make it to that episode to where he had to fight that cock? It was like a giant cock coming out of a guy's pants, and he had to like cut it off with a paper cutter arm.
No, I don't think I saw that one.
It is definitely a weird one. What is going on?
Nothing. The guy was talking.
And so you got...
Sorry about that.
Todd and the Book of Pure Evil, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a funny show.
I've watched probably 3 or 4 episodes of it, but then, like, I haven't had internet for a while, so I can't really watch
it. I'm that way with that
Netflix
show, too.
It's definitely weird, but it's worth a watch. If no one knows what we're talking about, check it out.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's got 2 seasons, like 26 episodes, and it's about a book. In each episode, the book makes something evil happen, and they got to fight it. And Jason Mewes is in it as the janitor.
Yep. It's pretty good
stuff.
It's
a Canadian show.
It's Canadian?
It is a Canadian show.
Raton.
Canadian show.
Well, these guys aren't Canadian, but we mentioned them when we were talking about signature sounds, and you said twerking. Mastodon came under fire by a lot of feminists and whatnot because of their video. Did you know that? And they're just...
Why would feminists fucking care?
Because all those girls were like half naked and twerking.
Did they raise a fuss when it was Miley Cyrus?
No, but I guess, I don't know. Well, yeah, of course they did. Of course they did. Those fucking feminist bitches.
But you never heard it because everyone was talking about her tongue hanging out.
Right.
Camel toe.
Right. Well, see, now their drummer is coming back, because it was his idea. Bron Daler. I've met him. He's a nice guy. He defends their new music video for the song The Mother Load against accusations that the clip is sexist. He said, "I'm really upset. I don't know. The last thing I wanted to do was come on and be defensive, but I don't feel I should have to be defensive. It's a music video, and it's really not supposed to be something that gets people this upset because this was really a fun thing that doesn't really mean that much. It's paying homage to old rap videos." Dude, what are you doing?
I'm singing Faith No More in the background for your story.
Okay. Well...
But instead I sang Be Defensive.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of knew what you were singing, but I just was kind of asking why. I was trying to talk.
I was trying to do background for the listeners.
Oh, we already got...
We layer our shit.
Oh, fucking A, do we ever.
All right, so the feminists
got pissed
off.
We layer on the ground.
Be I didn't see that as much as I saw people just laughing that that's what they were doing, that the twerking crossed over into metal.
Well,
that's what I saw. People were pissed off because apparently Mastodon was so that metal.
Nope, everybody thought that it was just like, you guys degraded these women, but you're paying them money to twerk on camera for young boys to probably masturbate to. But it got people talking.
It only
got
to be young boys.
It could be me. I might have jacked off to it. But you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. They were kind of making a joke. Those guys have always known to be lighthearted and funny. They have that one where there's a bunch of Shriners dancing around with some clowns fucking going.
I find that offensive.
Why? Because Shriners don't like clowns?
Because clowns wear makeup.
Yeah, but Shriners wear those weird fucking cap things with their fez with a fucking thing hanging off it and their Al-Qaeda fucking whatever shit.
Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda Temple.
That's
the guy who saved my leg.
I always wanted to see Shriner Car Demolition Derby.
That would be awesome, dude.
Wouldn't it?
One crash between two of them, those things would bust to pieces.
No, because they can't
go that well built.
They can't go that fast, though.
Oh, they can go 30.
Yeah.
Smack, dude, and the momentum of
those
fat Shriner fuckers.
This is the thing, though. It's not about who's the last car running. It's about the last guy with a fez on his head.
Now, who made the rules of this Shriner Demolition Derby?
The object isn't to crash the other car so much as it is to knock the hat off of every other opponent.
Shit, then they should each have a stick.
You can't
just drive past them.
Your hands.
What about a stick?
You just got to crash into them, and you
got
to use
your
car.
What if you got
close
enough so you could use your penis?
That is allowed.
To knock a fez off. You'd have to be
driving.
You
have to be driving at least 10 miles an hour, otherwise you're ejected.
Huh. Okay, well, that's a good thing. We're going to look that up on the internet, because people say if you can think of something, it's a thing. So check that out. And also,
because I just said it was a thing.
If you're wondering about the Mastodon video and you haven't seen it, it's available on YouTube. Go watch it. And if you're offended, tell us why. Come to our website. It's a Facebook.
I'm offended.
It's facebook.com/justfuckingfindus.
Jizz.
Isn't it Terry Gile?
You just said jizz.
Just find us.
Jizz find us.
It's the Terry and Gash comedy show.
Jizz Lola.
This is Harry Carey here, and we're talking to Terry and Gash from the Tagcast podcast.
You ever heard that song?
If the moon was made of cheese, would you eat it?
No.
That was the question.
Did you ever hear that song? Jizz lift us.
Jizz lifter? What?
Jizz lift us up where we belong.
Well, it's hard to be lifted up by jizz.
That's a tough song to sing. Try it.
You would have jizz lift us up. Well, you'd have to have like a kiddie pool full of jizz. I think that's today's episode. Kiddie pool full of jizz. Would you dive off a two-story roof into a kiddie pool of jizz for $1 million? I see someone shaking his head. Dustin is rubbing his eye. Mike Scheid is in the background going, no way.
I saw a guy, I think it was on Byron Allen, talking about...
A kiddie pool full of jizz? Dude, yeah, Google that shit. If I thought of it and it's not something, then one up on the internet I am.
Dude, but I saw a comedian on Byron Allen talking about him and his friends, how they talk about would they suck a dick for $1 million. And how all his friends say nobody knows they would.
I'd do it.
He's like, me, I'd probably even do it for 5,000.
I just hope that it's not...
Dude, you've gone to town on that thing, dude.
I just hope it's not a relative. I just hope it's not
a... Or is that just partial?
Would you suck your dad's dick for $1 million? Even if he is dead.
Would you put that in your car...
17 minutes later, this song's getting over.
Yep. I got some facts for you.
Dude,
you wanted some facts.
Are they the facts of life?
The facts of life.
The facts of life. Suck some dick. You want to have sex with the lady who mothered those chicks. What was her name? Elizabeth Ray? Charlotte Ray? Charlotte's Web. You want to be in Charlotte's Web?
I would have, though, at
that
time. I heard
she suffered from a rare disease back then.
When
the
I was like seven, I would have put my dick in her.
Yeah, but you didn't know she suffered from a... web
hanging badge?
No, it's called web crotch. Where there's actual openings, but it's all webbed shut.
What?
Yeah, it's called Charlotte's Web. Instead of naming it after a famous baseball player, they're just going to name it after... fucking spider pussy. Spider pussy.
That's like that other disease, Drummondanus.
Oh. Only drummers suffer from it, right?
Drummond.
Oh. What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Anus?
Who? Anus Wilson? Do you know Anus Wilson?
Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Dude,
woo.
That's one of the other reasons I don't use effects, and it would have been hard in the AC/DC days. For them, especially when, you know, when you're trying to remember your settings and stuff, because it's hard to remember when you got dementia.
That's true, like Angus Young. No, but now they got his son.
Malcolm.
Yeah, that's what I meant. But now they got his nephew playing guitar for him.
Yeah, but then...
Stephen Young.
But yeah, for this tour, and then they're done touring, they said.
Forever? They keep saying different stuff, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, but they're no Kiss. Who's better, AC/DC or Kiss? Go.
I'd say AC/DC for longevity and bad acidness.
All right. Who's got the better first vocalist?
Give me 24 seconds. Well, Kiss had like four. Kiss had four vocalists. So
I'm still pissed off at Peter Criss because he lied to Beth.
I know. He could hear her calling, and he could have come home that night.
He could have.
Because him and the boys were playing all night.
Mm-hmm.
But till the morning, what if he came home at like 2 a.m.?
Dude, everybody knows he's drinking his ass off.
Dude, he was doing coke too with Ace.
Mm-hmm.
Space then, Ace, Freely. Yep.
Ace was pushing, he had a ghost living in his house that pushes women down the stairs.
Huh.
He was on that show, Celebrity Ghost Stories.
Oh, man, I'm so tired of celebrity TV shows. I got really lucky, and for like two of the last three nights, I've been out of the house and gone for hours on end.
How many hours?
One night, I was in the car for 6 hours total, And then we waited in between 2-3 hour trips while we got paid for nothing.
Paid for nothing.
My good friend and fellow comedian Alex Elkin, who has his own little radio station and he does a lot of gigs everywhere, he invited me. Him and Max Brockman drove down to Medford for a comedy show, and we got there and there wasn't a soul in the building. There was. There were some ghosts in there, and then there was the bartender, the cook, and a guy who wrote us all checks for nothing, which was awesome. I told Alex that never happened to me before.
So you got a check for $0?
No, I got a check for $50. Max,
no, you said it was a check for nothing.
A check for doing nothing.
Oh, look at me all literally.
Stop correcting my grammar, man. Are you being all Portland comic on me?
Yep, I am. I'm being hippie hipster.
That's the new politically correct, is it the Portland comics, because you can't say shit around them. But we'll talk about that later,
can't
too.
Can't say shit.
I'll tell you later. But anyway, so we went down there. They paid out $250, $300, something like that, for us just to come down there and buy a burger and watch part of the Ducks game. Yeah, I watched part of the Ducks game. So what? They lost. Flames.
Oh, that's why you watched, huh?
Well, just because it was
that's
on.
Why you lost, or that's why they lost, is because you notice every time you watch a game, they lose.
No, I never noticed that.
Well, that, when was the last time you watched a game before that?
1982?
That's the last time they lost.
Bullshit. The Ducks aren't that fucking good.
Yeah, there's two types of fans in Oregon. There's Beaver fans and those that like to win once in a while.
Well. Wow. That's like, I love the burns on other people's teams, you know, like, what was it?
I love it because I don't care if people burn me back.
It was a big eagle talking to a little eagle. And something.
Watch it,
like,
dude. I went to LMS and we're the Eagles.
Oh. Ah. You Don Henley or you Glenn Frey?
I don't know. Does it still count if they tore the building down?
I don't know. They tore the building down?
Yeah, the middle school that I went to. They tore the building down. It was a cool building. I would have loved to have bought it for
Speaking
a
of tearing shit down, they tore some shit down next to the King Cone over there on Old
King
Salem.
Cone!
And now they got a roundabout.
King Cone.
They got a roundabout.
I'll be a roundabout.
Have you been
King
down there?
King Cone. I have not been down there,
okay.
No.
You know what I'm talking about? 7-Eleven and Salem Road?
I know exactly where you're
talking
about.
So they tore down the building that's next to 7-Eleven. That's gone. And
what
now
building?
There's a fucking Yes song.
Where there used to be the old antique shop.
Yeah. And now there's just a Yes song right in the middle of the road there.
I'll be around about.
And it fucked me up and I went the wrong way and then I had to go clear down the fuck. You know what?
That
every time
weird.
I go to a roundabout the first time, it gets me roundabout the wrong fucking way. But the
they
second time,
something
I'm okay.
There, though, but that
yeah,
doesn't seem like
they did.
What
it's
they
fun. You could just drive around, 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 around if you want, but I just went around.
Roundabouts are for big cities.
In and around the lake, when you stand there with Marlins coming out of the sky.
Big city! Big city night!
The fucking Scorpions!
Yabba-dabba-dabba-doo!
Did you know that his
guy
real...
was Flintstone.
Did you know that his real name is... his real first name is Santa? Santa Claus Mena.
Santa Claus?
Santa Claus Money. Miney.
That's what they call him in Germany, is Santa Claus.
They do? So, if you've been feeling depressed, maybe this will cheer you up. I don't know if you have, but I kind of have. I pity the fool who don't know what this song is.
Dude, that song always cheers me up.
I know. It's the new Benny Hill theme.
Yep.
It's the A-team. Some
Dude,
days it's the...
I got some metal facts.
Okay, give me
just
metal
one.
Fact. Okay. Then that's not facts.
All right.
He has a metal fact.
Classical... and heavy metal music attracts listeners with similar personalities.
Wow.
But.
Yeah. Like Yngwie Malmsteen.
Dissimilar ages. What? Younger people of the personality type that like metal, their older counterparts like classical, both share their motivation to hear something dramatic and theatrical and a love of the grandiose.
That's not how you pronounce it.
Grandiosity.
How do you say that? Grandiose.
The Luna Moth. Have you ever heard of a Luna Moth?
I don't believe so.
It does not have a mouth and cannot eat.
Well, then how does it live?
It only lives for about a week. Its only purpose is mating.
I bet the whole time that it lives, it is weak. Sounds like a vegan or something to me.
Did you know the chocolate river in Willy Wonka and the chocolate fudge factory was actually made of chocolate cream and eventually turned rancid?
Yeah, and did you know what else? That one time as a prank, one of the set workers pooped in it when he had diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally not true.
Diarrhea?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know what that is? That's when you poop out your butt liquidy.
That's the number three, when you pee out your butt.
Yeah.
Because 1 + 2 = 3.
Some people call it crying out their ass.
Crying out my ass. Did you know, this hits close home to home to me.
Close home to home
this
to me?
This hits close to home. I put a little bit on there already, but I don't know how much.
Here's some green crack.
So, all right, you know when I get drunk and I use the sheets to the wind?
Yeah, you're five, usually.
Measure.
Five sheets.
Well, yeah, when I get above five, things get crazy.
Yeah.
But the phrase, three sheets to wind, is back to naval tradition. A sheet is actually a rope securing the bottom of a sail.
Oh.
And have them flapping in the wind meant they were all untied, and the boat will lurch about like a drunken sailor.
Lurch about like a drunken sailor. Rum, dum, 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 dum.
Yep.
That's cool.
I got a... Have a seat, dude.
Have a seat. Who are you talking to?
I don't know. You're making me nervous.
I've been sitting down. I'm not even standing up, bro. Are you seeing things? Are you seeing Are you seeing things?
How much do you like Scooby-Doo?
Not as
on
much
on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you would shove a 20-inch round black butt plugs up each one of their butts. And 10 being that you would let them shove 20-inch round butt plugs up your butt.
Jinkies, I found a clue.
So, all right, on that scale, like 1 being that you want to put the butt plugs in there, and on 10 being you would let them do that to you, how much do you like them?
What's a 5 equal? No butt plugs?
Yeah, it just means I give it or take. That
okay.
means you don't want to put butt plugs in there. And
okay,
you're not gonna let them put butt plugs in.
I'm gonna base my decision on your odd number system, and I'm gonna go ahead and say a 3 because I would like to stick 1 butt plug up Daphne.
All right.
Up her butt, and then another butt plug up her pussy.
All right. All right.
So that's a -2 butt plug. That's -3. Two down from 5 is the 3.
Yeah.
Two and the dog. I don't want to put a butt plug in the dog because that's the best. And then like fucking Zoinks, Scoob.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
What's his name? Shaggy. He's actually dead now. So that
Shaggy. He's dead.
Well, yeah. Well, Casey.
They're gonna reboot the live action Scooby-Doo.
What are
you
talking about?
A live action Scooby-Doo.
What do they call it when you reboot a Canadian shoe?
Can you name, I'm going to ask you to name Scooby-Doo's parents. Can you name them?
Fuck no. Dude, I know his cousin. I know his nephew, Scrappy. That's the only one I know.
Dude, his parents' name are Dada and Mumsy. Mumsy. Doo.
Okay.
You know his brothers, the name Brian and Dion?
I went to fucking work with those guys before, dude. They were like high maintenance, man.
So Scooby's cousin is Dixie Doo. You remember Dixie Doo?
No, but I knew this chick that used to go by that because any dick will do. She'd say, sometimes I'm like a rooster because...
Scooby's brother is a singer.
What the fuck, dog?
This is one of his triplets.
I'm fucking...
He is a singer and one of the only siblings to have hair on his head. It's Doobie Doo.
Oh, did he sing for the Doobie Brothers, dude?
Maybe.
Dude, I've never heard of a singing dog.
You know what Scooby's grandpa's name was?
Ruby?
Nope.
What, his grandma named Ruby Ruby Doo?
Nope, just grandpa.
Okay, what's his grandpa's name?
Grandpa Scooby.
Dude. Hans, are you getting this?
You know what his great-grandfather's name is?
I think this recent outbreak of late-season sunshine has gone to Mr. Indian's head here. He thinks it's an Indian summer.
You know what his great-grandfather's name is?
Fucking Poopy-Doo? I don't know.
Great-grandpa Scooby.
Are you getting this, silent guest of the day? Do you know all these facts? Are you reading his brain? Our engineer here on the side, he's got burritos and fucking, what else was he offering us earlier?
Scooby's brother fucking who enjoys reading.
Dipped in cocaine.
Scooby's brother who enjoys reading supermarket tabloids is Howdy Do.
Oh, Howdy Do that.
Ruby Do.
See, I knew there was a Ruby Ruby
Do. Scooby's sister, that's Scrappy Doo's mother.
Well, she was a slut, wasn't she? Mm-hmm. I heard she fucked her own brother to have Scrappy. Or it was her cousin, maybe, because that's legal in most states to fuck your dog's cousin. I saw two cousin dogs fucking.
Did you?
Yeah. When I was younger, they got stuck together. I told the story on stage many times. My dad sprayed him with a hose just to get the dog dick to go down so it could come out of the...
Yep.
It scarred me for life. If you look in my brain, there's a big scar that just says dog dick on it. Dog dick scar. My brain was scarred by a dog's penis, is what I'm trying to say.
Did you know Scooby's cousin, Whoopsie-Doo?
No.
He's a clown.
Dude, what is this? Oh, that's right.
There's also, I'm reading the family tree of the Scooby-Doos.
I forgot.
There's Yabba-Doo.
Dude, does he live with fucking Dino?
No, his catchphrase, though, is yippity-yabbity-doo.
You're going to tell me that him and Fred Flintstone aren't fucking friends, and he didn't steal his catchphrase from fucking Scooby's relative?
No, this is where it all started.
So he gets a big hunk of fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex rib put on his fucking car, and he's like, yabbity-yabbity-doo! Mm-hmm. What's he chasing the dog down the street with his foot power?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Fred's a dick now. I'm mad at Fred Flintstone. Is that John Goodman?
That's a rack of ribs, Gary.
You want an Audemars rib? We call it lib around here. You want an Audemars lib? You fucking Audemars right. Song.
Now, this Scooby started it all. He came to Plymouth on the Mayflower with Shaggy's ancestor, McBaggy Rogers. Can you name...
McBaggy Rogers?
Yep.
And that's the great
Shaggy's
ancestor. Yeah. Okay.
So Scooby's ancestor that came over on the Plymouth, can you name him?
Do you think I can name him?
Yankee Doodle Doo.
Okay. This is priceless information. In case I might go to lesbian trivia night at the fucking bar and grill in fucking Gresham.
Why is it lesbian?
I don't know, dude. This is fucking stupid information.
You can't go there.
You never been to lesbian trivia night?
No, you can't go. I'm not a lesbian. How can
I? Dude,
I
had two lesbians in the front row at the fucking Calhoun's brick wall comedy. That's three places in one. But Friday night I did a show in Eugene, and there was two lesbians. Like, there's some couches and some like house chairs. Like,
house chairs. That's like, my favorite Eagles song.
You know, like chairs that would be in your house, not like chairs that would be in a fucking club.
My house chairs are patio chairs.
So there's like six spots right up front there that are like fucking big fucking house chairs and couch shit. Fucking lesbians sitting on the couch. And then told my joke about going to my first same-sex marriage, and they all got awesome. They liked me then. Because I said it was the first time in public I got to see two females in wedding dresses open mouth kiss. Like, to applause in public. You can't usually see that. And then I told them also that weddings are gay.
Did you tell them? And then at the end, they stood up there and they locked their lips together, their pussy lips.
Where's scissor? You got to be careful when you're scissoring not to cut their lips off.
Mm-hmm.
I was scissoring a girl.
You gotta watch out when you got
I was
your
scissoring
vagina
a girl.
Braces on.
I was scissoring a girl once because I thought she was a lesbian. Turned out I just cut her clit right off. You gotta keep the Dell. You need to keep the child-proof scissors that, from kindergarten that you can't cut yourself with. But you know what did happen? You ever heard of a comedian walk in a room?
Mm-hmm.
That means they, like, clear the room?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Alex Elkin walked the lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
They left while he was doing his set.
Why did they all get horny? Did he make them all horny?
No, I think it was because he went like this.
I think he made
he was
them
talking
all
about
horny,
the,
so they had to go home.
He was talking about how
scissor.
Eugene has a lot of short people with hairy toes, and they just call them lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm sorry, ladies, lesbians, just shave your toes. Birkenstocks are revealing, so... And he was just making some lesbian jokes. And they were more like kind of cute chicks that looked like they might want to actually have sex with dudes.
Mm-hmm.
One of those, like, don't really fit the mold. Like, there wasn't a dude chick of the two chicks.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I hope I just didn't alienate myself from all the fags that are listening right now. Because I have a gay friend that stayed the night at my house the other night. He's friends with my daughter, but it was pretty funny because she walked up and he was not far behind her, but I couldn't see her. She walked up. She's like, hi, parents. And me being funny, said, hi, daughters. And when I looked up, he was standing there with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, she was at, what, by her. I didn't mean. But she calls him a faggot. She calls him a faggot all the time.
Yeah.
And he is, so he can't say shit. He's 17. His mom thinks he's not gay.
Really?
He's like, Mom, I'm gay. She's like, how do you know? He goes, because I like to suck cock and get butt fucked. No, he didn't say that. I'm just kidding. But that's kind of the telltale sign if you're gay, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you just want to hang out and watch movies or maybe go out to dinner with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to go full
frontal.
Or rear, whatever it takes. You know what it takes to separate the men from the boys in Greece, right? A crowbar. Hi-yo is right. Hey, if anybody's interested in some comedy shows, is what I'm attempting right here when I talk the last couple of seconds. Every Friday now, they have it down at Eugene. It's weird because it's called the Brick Wall Comedy Club, which is inside a nightclub called The City, which is inside a restaurant called Kowloon's, which is inside a small big city called Eugene. But it's right by Autzen Stadium. It's for all you stutterers, 2222 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Eugene every Friday. Not sure who's going to be there this week. But they said nationally touring comedians will be coming through. So check it out. Just Google Brick Wall Comedy Club, Eugene, Oregon. Do it. Go watch a comedy show. They're funny. I laughed my ass off.
Did you hear somebody recently died who was...
I did. Like three people died just in the last 20 minutes.
A national symbol died.
Was it Zildjian?
Nope.
Oh,
Paul Revere.
Oh, he's got Northwest ties. You know who else died? Well, Linda Hornbuckle.
Yep.
She's a top blues name from the Portland area.
So did Paul Revere. He was the last guy that was around during the... he was the last living guy to be around from the American Revolution.
Also, years ago, I heard that his cohort's sports team, the Raiders, died, too. Oh, just kidding. That's not nice. That was a sports slam joke.
Paul Revere was a big proponent of... Cherokee people and Cherokee tribes.
Yeah, and he had lots of hits, and he was a tie to the Northwest area.
I saw him live.
And
the Northwest area.
He fucking hated Russians, too.
He also did not hate car pianos.
He was the only popular musician that I knew that took such a strong stance against the Russian people.
Do you remember Ward Rieslings?
Say that last name again.
Rieslink. Belgian author Ward Rieslink. Do you remember him?
No.
Neither did he, because he died of Alzheimer's.
Hey.
Laurie Sandry.
Yeah?
It turns out it was a brain tumor.
Oh, that is a tumor. Mm-hmm. How could you know it was a tumor?
Christopher Van Wyk died of being a South African writer.
Well, that's a deadly. That's deadly is what it is. Hey, was it you that was telling me about that blind dude that tried to sing Stevie Wonder on The Voice?
Nope. I don't watch The Voice.
Well, neither do I, but I know people who do. And I also know that I've been telling a little stupid joke, which is not really a joke. It's just a real thing.
That's
that
not
Dan is,
a joke.
Dana's grandma said that she thought that it was very compassionate of the reality show The Voice to be holding the blind auditions, even for the people who can't see.
No, I saw it on the commercial. I was like, I got news for you, buddy. We all turned around. Because you can't see us.
Yeah, but he was a bit pitchy, dog. I saw the performance, and he did just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
He was just a little fucking sharp on all the...
We can make it if you try.
He was a tiny bit better than that, but I don't think they all should. I think they might have known he was blind, and so they felt sorry for him. And then you had Adam
just the two
Levine.
Of us.
Did you watch Maroon 5 last night on Saturday Night Live? No. Did you watch Sarah Silverman on Saturday Night Live?
No.
You didn't?
I missed it. I was watching something else.
Okay, well, I only watched about the first 10, 15 minutes because I was tired. I had a long weekend. I drove a lot. Hey, and you know what I found out? I don't know if I mentioned this on last week's show or shows, but I got that gig down at the casino again, doing two shows October 15th. The chick that I'm opening for.
Whoa.
Yeah, she's a national headliner, and she's done
Margaret
two.
Cho?
She's done, no. She's a white, blonde-headed girl. She's done two Ugandan tours, and she tells jokes in their native tongue. She was a former school teacher. Mm. She's been on Lifetime, the Disney Channel, A&E, all the, I don't know on what, but she's got lots of credits.
I bought a cow's
Never
tongue
heard
to learn how to speak the cow's native tongue.
So what's the joke?
Poison album.
He's all, where did my friend take his date? To the movies. That's the only cow joke I know. Do you know any cow jokes?
I do not.
No, but anyway, her name is Sharon Lacey. She's a national. She's done two tours in Iraq for the troops. She's been around the world telling jokes, and I'm going to open for her. Hopefully, I won't offend her, and just hopefully, she's not too much of a feminist.
Yeah,
she's a former middle school teacher. It says she's a nationally award-winning middle school teacher. Come on, could your resume get any more fucking coded? I hope she doesn't go back and listen to this after I meet her and give her my card.
We got 8 million episodes.
Oh, yeah, don't listen to this one. What was it, 731? That's a bad... I think there's a bad file. It won't download. Don't even try. It'll give you a virus.
It's the two of us.
But, yeah.
What song's better, that song or Two of Us? Just Two of Us. Just the Two of Us or the song... Or
two
just
of
the
us
song
riding
Two of
nowhere.
Us.
I think the Beatles song is better, but probably it would be almost exactly the same if you sang it.
You know what's weird is they can make it if you try.
You'd be like,
but we can work it out.
You'd be like, just the two of us riding nowhere.
Shoving letters up your
way back home. I'm on my way of us biting, two of us, just the two of us.
Two of us riding bowlers.
Riding bowlers?
Yep.
How do you ride a bowler? Is that you
go boners?
Oh,
it's the lesbian version.
Oh, you know how degrading it is to men, pornography? Because
it
women
is.
Are always using fucking fake dicks, and with that they're just objectifying our penises.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You ever think about that, silent listener? Women
I'm tired
objectifying
when women
men.
Stare at my testicles.
Stuffing phallic-shaped objects, whether it be a pickle or a cucumber or a fucking zucchini. All they want is that penis shape, and that's just object. They don't have penises. They're not objective. They think porn is objectifying to them. How do you think us dicks feel?
Did you see that one thing?
Usually pretty hard.
Did you see that one thing?
Hard. Which one?
That one thing where that lady had a third breast put in.
Dude, that's fake.
How is it fake?
They snooped it. It turned out it was fake.
Oh, who snooped?
Yeah, but then there's a story.
Who?
Now,
how did they snoop it? Did they go and pull it off of her?
No, they pulled her boob down and it fell out.
What?
Just kidding. No, but they have debunked it. It is not true.
Was it filled with cheese?
No, but listen to the new fucking turn of the story, dude. I'm glad you brought it up because now...
Hey, you're welcome.
We should have the Crazy Floridian music, so just sing it for me.
Crazy Floridian music.
Because this was in Tampa.
We can make it to Florida if you try. There's crazy people over there.
I think a fire on my porch, I'm going to tamp it out. Tampa, Florida. This 18-year-old guy, he alleges that this Florida woman who alleged that she had three breasts kept him as a sex slave and tried to carve her name into his chin.
How old was he?
He was 18.
I was testing your memory.
Yeah, she's 21, and uh-huh. And she said that she forced him to sleep in a dog cage. He said she is completely psychotic. She turned me into a slave, beat me, and humiliated me. He forgot to add that he paid for that service. But then he said, I am physically scarred for life, and I live with the shame of what she did to me. I think he's just seeking approval from the people who know that she's not the three-bested woman.
So what went on here is he forgot his safe word.
Yeah, it was three-tit.
It was three-tit, and so he ended up getting locked into the cage.
He was supposed to yell total recall. And he didn't say
so
it.
So he really paid for the service?
No. That was an embellishment.
Because people pay for that service.
That's what I was thinking. He probably did. And then when he found out.
He probably signed a contract that he couldn't get out of.
The ball gag stopped him from using the total recall catchphrase for safe word. And then she tried to carve her name into his chin. No, into his skin, and that's the camel that broke the...
Yeah, I would say so.
...camel back. But he says, on the night that we met, she tied me up and flogged me.
So this is what happened. He was into all that until she wanted to cut his name in there.
Yeah.
And then he was like, whoa, I'm not into that. And then he's like, well, it'll help my case if I say all the stuff that I did, even though I was into it. Right, because otherwise, I mean, if he was able to get out or whatever, it would have been like, man, and then she wanted to put me in a cage, and then I said no, and that was, this cage wasn't the straw that broke the camel's back.
No, actually, it says that once she started cutting him and he said no, then she apparently threw him in the cage and locked him in there for days and wouldn't take him to the hospital. So... I'm thinking that just because she got mass popularity by saying she had three boobs, the video went viral. Everybody heard about her. It was on TV. It was on all kinds of shows and whatever.
Just
now,
the three tits.
Now he's coming out and saying, hey.
Maybe, you can squeeze them if you
look
try.
What she did to me. But now, guess what her defense is? She said, yes, he stayed in my cage. I kept him like a slave. And he stayed at my house for over 2 weeks. I let him stay there because he was homeless and he had to do what I told him. And he liked it. He cut himself.
Oh, well, that's fair.
She said he cut himself. It wasn't me. She said, am I into the dominatrix thing? I definitely never. She said, yes, I am into that. But I never had sex with him. He would clean my house and he'd sleep in a cage. Yeah. She claimed that she had a surgeon do the tit, but it got proved as being a hoax. Because she recently reported that her three-breast prosthetic device was stolen. That's how they knew, because somebody stole her third tit.
So how old was he?
He was 18. You're going to keep asking me that. And she's 21, so that's like
39.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is it? Mm-hmm. No, you can't add. What is 39? You're right. He said the third breast is indeed a fraud, but she used some sort of glue to stick it between her two other breasts, he said. She still maintains that the third breast is real and is attempting to land a reality show.
She'll probably get one just because she did that.
And plus, now that this came out about, they're probably in cahoots together. Come out and say I kept you as a sex slave, because that'll even fucking play out better.
Yeah.
Fuckers. What's the matter with people? What's the matter with people?
People are people's people.
People, people's peoples.
people. Ugh. That was a big part of Porky's, was the people.
Porky's the movie?
Yeah, they drilled the people into the women's bathroom, didn't they?
Oh, they immortalized people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Porky's people. It's a peephole for people at Porky's.
I wasn't around. You know that's a real bar? I was around, but I might have not have been consciously around.
That's a real bar.
When Porky's came out.
I was.
When did that came out?
Like 83.
All right. So I was like 7. I don't think I was allowed to watch
that. Were you getting boners yet?
I probably would have watched it if I could have. And then also around, name some other movies like that that came around that time. Was Meatballs around that time?
Probably.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. So, was Porky, how good was Porky's as a movie back then?
I don't even know really what the storyline was because there was just like some nudity in it and I'd kind of
just
like,
excited to see the nudity.
Yeah. I would like to rewatch it just to see if there's any actual content that is worth it. But I did find out recently that that is a real place and it still exists. Porky's Bar, the one that was named after down south. And the guy I was talking about, Alex Elkin, that had been doing shows with, he booked a gig there on his way to fucking Disney World.
Mm. So
he told Joe the Porky's.
I was just thinking, like, that was kind of an age of movies where they directed movies that had titties in there. They kind of targeted them at the preteen or the teen demographic, didn't they?
A little bit, yeah, for sure.
Like Hard Bodies.
Yeah, but you weren't supposed to watch them, but you know that they knew that they were.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those fucking assholes.
Hard Bodies. There's some hard bodies on that movie.
There are some hard bodies.
Yep. The other day, Breakin' was on HBO or one of those shows.
Do you remember Up the Academy?
Up Her Academy.
Tickle your ass with a feather and turd in a punch bowl. Both those phrases came from that. Come on, boy. You stick out like a turd in a punch bowl.
A punch bowl.
Do you know that one?
Uh-oh.
You never heard about sticking out like a turd in a punch bowl?
Oh, I've heard turd in a punch bowl, yeah.
Okay, so you never saw that? It had Ralph,
I don't think it, Ralph I mean, Macchio? You know, I don't think it would stick out that much if it was in the dark.
Well, you've never seen one, have you? Next time you're at a party with a punch bowl, just bring on one of them Baby Ruths.
What if the turd
just throw
was
a Baby Ruth in there?
What if a turd was diarrhea and then it just kind of mixed? You just thought it was like deep cherry punch.
You mean diarrhea?
Mm-hmm, diarrhea.
Diarrhea. So it's been unseasonably warm these last few days. We had like a burst of a little bit of a Native American summer, which is not true because I've heard that it actually has to freeze, and then you get 6 more weeks of winter. Mm-hmm. And Punxsutawney Phil's brother, Jim, said, no, it's just going to be like a week. But it's really been helping the outdoor crops of medicine in the area, if you know what I'm saying. You know, like we thought we might have to harvest a little earlier than usual because maybe the rains, the freezes might come here in the Oregon area where we like to farm some stuff. If you guys, you know, well, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just making sure. It's been warm.
Yeah. It's really making these fucking medicine plants freak out. It's awesome.
The other day, I puked right after. It was shortly after I took a bike in. And then 2 days later, I went out there outside where I puked. And there was a bike in and the puke.
Did you eat it?
No, I tried to wash it off, but then it washed down the drain.
Oh, I was sure you were going to say that you ate it because you had a backache.
Uh-oh.
Dude, I took a couple 800 ibuprofens, which, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not the hard stuff for sure. But my back's been fucked lately. Like, there's been like a penis going in and out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't even know what I did. It might have been the 6-hour car ride to Medford and back. Might have fucked my back up a little bit, but I don't know. It's just been killing me in a weird different place to where it's not usually sore there, if that makes any sense. So, you know, it actually helped. I hate to admit it, but anti-inflammatory, you know, those ibuprofen 800s are pretty good for that stuff. But
Oh, yeah, they'll bring down the inflammatories.
Hans, we didn't forget you, buddy. What's in Hans's CD? Oh, you missed your line. Why are you late? Now and you're sucking on a plate. And I see there's a guy in your yard with a bottle of wine.
My nose, Matt.
No, it's his dad. Oh. Hey, you know what's weird? This is Black Sabbath. This is his theme song. He's listening to Black Sabbath,
wait.
Volume 4.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say the soundtrack to the movie Black Sabbath.
No. This is Volume 4, though, that he's listening to, which is a great album. Mm-hmm. It has songs about cocaine and monsters.
Cocaine.
You know that Snowblind song?
When you wanna...
Rogaine. When you can't get hair to grow on your head, regain your consciousness. We started about 8 minutes in.
Oh, yeah. I was just,
we had a pre-roll
going.
Yeah,
I wasn't thinking about anything about like that.
You weren't thinking about nothing. I think you were thinking about something because you wasn't thinking about nothing.
The Red Fox of Kinderhook.
What? Kinderhook?
The Red Fox of Kinderhook.
What the fuck does that mean? What the fuck does that mean?
The Red Fox of Kinderhook.
What the fuck does that mean?
You knew who that was? Martin Van Buren.
Light dawns over Marblehead.
Martin Van Buren.
What the fuck's that mean? Stop saying things that I don't understand.
Martin Van Buren was an American president.
Okay, what about him?
The Red Hook of Kinderhook.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. That was his nickname.
I guess what I was getting at earlier about the fucking hotness and the late summer is I'm fucking sweating like I choked on a tooth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you hear about this
thing you ever put in a woman's vagina?
Dude, what the fuck? What the fuck?
What?
Dude, don't... Is there a mirror behind me or something?
Huh. What?
Here's the line I was about to read. Doctors remove potato from woman's vagina.
Oh,
right? When I couldn't even open my mouth. You said, what's the weirdest thing you ever found in a vagina? Or
no,
did you say put in?
Put in.
I'd have to say my stump.
All right.
But then,
that's not as weird as a potato.
No,
or maybe
this
is
in fucking Honda, Colombia.
Uh huh.
Did you know there's a place in Colombia called Honda? I wonder if they ride motorcycles over there. Anyway, workers at a Colombia clinic said a woman inserted a potato into her vagina as a means of contraception, and the spud grew roots inside of her.
Well, how long did she keep it in there?
Well, as many times as she gets fucked, she probably was a slut. She was complaining of
abdominal pain.
Thank you. She was complaining of what he said at a Colombian clinic and was found to have inserted a potato 2 weeks earlier, it says here. 2 weeks to keep from getting pregnant. So apparently...
keep on from getting pregnant.
It was a penis-shaped potato, I think. No, I'm just reading into the story, not reading it, but that's what I made up. But no, do you think the potatoes absorb semen? Or do they make it...
I think that it's viable... that someone would think it would.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Here's the quiz part of this story.
I think someone would think that.
How old do you think this potato stuffing woman was?
The potato's got to be old.
Potato stuffing woman? No, how old would the lady be?
I know, I'm saying...
You think the potato's old?
No, I'm saying the potato had to be
use
in
a
there
fresh
for a while.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Yeah, so she's at least 2 weeks old.
No, you think you could fit a fucking potato into a newborn's vagina?
I'm going to try.
Okay. I'm taking that out. I'm going to record that and put I'm making a Chimo video on YouTube. Hey, Dustin Gatzel's a baby raper. He wants to put
you challenged me to put one in there.
Yeah. I want you to put it in right before the baby comes out of the vagina.
Oh, man.
So
that would be
double
so
stuffed,
weird.
It's like an Oreo potato.
Would that be pedophilia if you fisted your woman so hard that you fisted your fetus daughter in there too at the same time?
Yeah, that's called child abuse.
Maybe just give it a finger.
And you know, maybe like someone from Russia who doesn't know the language that well, they say, hey, we got called, we heard the neighbors complaining of a violence and your daughter here has a black eye. It's like, yes, I fisted her. I fisted her right in the fuck. He's like, no, you did what? Oh, you punched her in the head. Okay, don't say you fisted her. Okay, so what's your guess? How old do you think this potato stuffing woman is?
57.
To keep from getting pregnant? You think she's worried about getting pregnant?
All right, I'm going to go the other end of the spectrum, 15.
Much closer. Okay, so here, let me lay it out this way. A staff at a medical clinic in the town of Honda, Colombia, said a 22-year-old woman came in this week complaining of severe pain in her lower abdomen, and the nurse said she was very shocked to discover roots, bloody roots, coming out of the woman's vagina.
Oh, she had bloody movies coming out of her vagina?
No, roots.
Bloody miniseries?
Roots. No.
She had no. Bloody Oprah Winfrey's coming at her.
She had fucking kunta. She had kinte.
Hakuto matata?
She had kinte coming out of her
Hakuto
kunta.
Hakuto matata. What's she that
had,
mean?
She had Toby coming out of her kunta kinte. She had roots coming out of her vagina. Here's what the lady.
What's Questlove got to do with it? Got to do.
He's always got that pig in his hair.
What's Questlove got to do with it?
She said, sorry. "My mom told me that if I didn't want to get pregnant, I should put a potato up there," and I believed her. Rojas, which is the nurse, said the potato had been inside the woman for about 2 weeks, and it was growing roots. The nurse said the doctors were able to remove the spud without surgery, and they do not expect the woman to experience any long-term effects, because, as we know, the 22-year-old vagina bounces back like a fucking rubber band. Perhaps a newfound aversion to using potatoes as a contraception.
Next Why did time, she leave it in there for 2 weeks, though?
Because she was fucking like a mad dog.
Well, then you got to switch out your potatoes, I'm pretty sure.
You should use the small red sweet potatoes.
What's the guy thinking when he's knocking on a potato?
I used cooked yams one time, and it just disintegrated. They removed the spud without surgery. So, ladies, girls, take a pill. Wrap the shit out of the penis. Don't stick potatoes in your pussy.
What's Questlove got to do with it?
Is he having sex with Tina Turner now?
I don't know.
Dude, he's old. But
nobody can ever say roots without me thinking about that movie.
Kunta Kinte? Chicken George?
Yep.
Alex Haley's Roots.
Well, if you translated, what's Hakuna Matata mean?
It means no worries till the end of your days.
Oh, okay.
That's what the song says anyway. I don't know if that's
so
true.
So what would it mean if instead it said Hakunta Matata? No pussy until the end of your days.
Unless they're like Spanish and things are backwards, it'd be no worries until you're in a pussy. Matata.
No worries, pussy.
Matata might mean
the end of pussy.
We don't want to pray for that.
No,
that's not any worries. Oh my God,
where
you ever killed a chicken?
No,
never. Mm-mm. Have you? Because my grandma told me stories of cutting the chicken's head off, to make a chicken for dinner.
Yeah, and then they fly around.
Oh, they run
they
around.
Don't have their thingamabobbers in the thingamabobber.
Well, four teenagers in California broke into Foster Farms plant and killed 920 chickens with fucking baseball bats.
Wow, that just sounds like fun, doesn't it?
No, dude.
Why not?
I don't know. Oh, no, it wasn't a baseball bat. It was a golf club. So they killed almost 1,000 chickens with golf clubs inside a Foster Farms plant. They pulled back a fence and broke into the facility and just went to town. They have no motive of why they're arrested.
Because they wanted fun.
Well, they all got fun and charged with burglary and felony cruelty to animals. I bet PETA's going to piss all over their heads.
Yeah, PETA pisses on everybody's head. But what about the heads? Who's going to protect the heads?
And who else is going to piss on you except for a PETA?
You know, you can lead a turd to water and he'll have fun for a day, but teach a turd to swim and he'll never flush.
You can lead a Ford to water? What?
A turd.
Oh, I thought you said lead a Ford.
Mm-hmm.
You can lead a Ford.
Yep.
To Lebanon, but you can't make her play.
I got some news for the ladies.
Oh, the ladies are now listening as we've told them not to insert potatoes into their vagina for contraception.
Here is another one that they're going to find helpful. A sports science researcher from the University of Besançon.
Oh.
He's done 15 years of research on this subject, And women who go braless have, on average, perkier breasts, with nipples on average 7 millimeters higher in relation to their shoulders than people who wear bras.
Dude,
so bras are cutting their perkies.
I know.
They're rounding out those nubs.
And I like my nipples a little bit high. I always blow smoke on my wife's breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Keep her nipples high. Put it on that green crack, mm-hmm. my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the brown whack on the green crack?
Brown whack on a green crack, oh, and then you smack it.
Now, this happened before, but this is gross. Ladies, also, mm-hmm. Have you ever seen kids or girls, or even, I guess, guys could do it, where they kind of, like, go like this? And they eat.
Yep,
they
I
eat
do it. That sometimes.
You eat your hair?
No, I don't eat my hair.
You don't know if you do that. They just removed a 9-pound hairball.
I used to.
They removed a 9-pound hairball from a teenager's stomach.
I've removed a 9-pound hairball from my shower mat.
She was 18 years old, and it got to the point where she could no longer eat or drink.
Yep. She was like one of those worms we were talking about.
But this lady was really stupid. She actually ate hair off the floor, too.
Mm-hmm.
Her stomach was so badly swollen from hair and bits of wool from the carpet that it just literally oozed out.
Ooze out
as soon for as the,
summer.
That's right.
Meow!
As soon as the wall of stomach was cut, it just oozed out.
For summer. Meow!
Oh my God.
Say it again.
It's called trichophagia.
Uh-huh. Say it again.
Trichophagia.
No, the other thing.
Oh my God.
No, the other thing.
School's out.
No, oozed out.
Oozed out.
For
her stomach. Stomach. My stomach's been blown.
Before we go,
hairballs.
Have you ever heard the song Birdhouse in Your Soul by the Mojits?
The Mojits?
No, the Mojits.
Don't talk like that.
The Mojits.
The Mojits what?
You don't know that band, the Mojits?
What are you saying?
The Mojits.
The Mormon Jamins?
That's close.
The Mormon Jamins?
The Mormon Giants.
Oh, they might be giants. Okay.
There you go. The Mormon Giants.
No, I don't know any of their songs.
I've seen them a couple times live.
That's awesome.
Check out this song if you look it up. Birdhouse in Your Soul.
Okay.
Can you look it up?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, this thing's not.
Oh, I want to talk about the song. And it's 3.5 minutes and changes keys 18 times in it.
Well, that's fucking stupid.
Do you think it is?
No. I was talking about my computer, actually.
No, but is that a lot?
That is
How
a
many
lot.
Times does a song typically change key?
Usually doesn't. It'll modulate, maybe, unless you're Frank Zappa. Then there's
You might transpose for like a fourth round of the chorus or whatever, right? You know, some people use that trick when they write songs, right?
Right.
Like, or they'll, like, when they do a Bob Seger chorus at the end, like, they'll transpose it and do a different key, but keep the same riff, right?
Right.
These
That's
guys
not really even changing key, yeah.
18 times.
Birdhouse of the Soul?
Yep. You know, they were a new wave back in the day, man. And one of the founders, he's a punk rocker. I've seen him live a
Are
couple times.
Are you sure
times.
That's the name?
They put Birdhouse in Your Soul.
Oh, in your, okay. I said. I
Where
said
else of. Would it be? On Your Soul?
I thought you said Birdhouse of the.
Of the Soul. It's a weird song, dude.
Birdhouse in the...
Your soul.
Your... Just a second.
Dude,
I'm
it's
sweating
a weird
like a
thing.
Fucking cranker over
here.
We
only got
here.
Like about 5 minutes. We'll be done.
Dude.
Because it's Ronco.
Why is it so hot in here?
Because there's a birdhouse in your soul.
The lady that my wife is a caregiver to has a birdhouse in her fucking... Hole of a house.
They were a good live dude. Have you ever been to the La Luna? I saw the entire packed, sold out La Luna crowd getting one single conga line at this show.
Really?
Yeah. Now, how weird is that?
A conga line at a La Luna show?
And the whole fucking floor, dude.
That is crazy.
Now, check out all the key changes. Was that one?
Right there was. Now they change back again. But it's not probably 18 different keys. It's just he changes. They change from one to another.
Is there 18 different keys?
No. There's only 12. They're staying in the same one for quite a while.
Yeah, I think they just switched around a bunch in the chorus.
They do it so subtly, it's hard to tell.
They're fucking happy music, aren't they?
They are. They make me want to kill myself. How about you, Hong?
Dude, they got some rockin' tunes, though.
Do you listen to They Might Be Giants, Hong?
If you want to hear more rockin', I recommend the album John Henry with such songs as Snail Shell. That's a rockin' song.
Did someone come out of this band and go solo?
No, but they're both named John.
Oh, no, wait.
Two guys named John.
I was thinking of 10,000 Maniacs.
I had their autographs on a t-shirt.
Why do I get these guys confused with 10,000 Maniacs? They're nothing like them, are they?
Okay. I've never listened to the 10,000 Maniacs, except for that one song they had.
Good. Didn't they have
99 Red Love Maniacs.
Them. 99 Love Balloons? That was
no, 99 Red Love Maniacs.
Hey, what just happened?
I don't know. Is Snail Shell on there?
No, my fucking... God, right. I hate my...
I was just wondering...
I hate my technology capabilities so much, sometimes I'm just going to turn that off. I know Hans is a huge fan of They Might Be Giants.
Dude, he is. I've heard him say it. He's listened to them. They were on his radio.
And player. Which is odd and kind his of opposite. He player. Likes to fuck midgets, too.
Dude, They Might Be Giants a little something...
and him were in a band once called We Might Fuck Midgets.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. But that was
offensive.
Borrow
your phoneage thing?
Sure.
I forgot what I was going to say.
You might fuck midgets.
Yep. That was weird.
Is that what you're going to say?
Uh-huh. Okay. Now here's, that's happy music, but this is when they get all happy and rocking.
Okay. Do you got volume over there?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I was just waiting.
Is it going to get super loud and scare me again?
I don't know.
What do you know? Oh, there we go. That's pretty rockin'.
Catchy hooky.
And it's kind of minory and kind of, I'm more sad and maybe mad.
Mm-hmm.
A little more gritty.
The guy plays accordion and stuff and weird instruments.
Did he say Sirhan? I fell out of my right place again. Do these guys make records these days?
Oh, yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
As the Giants?
Uh-huh. They used to have... And this is back in, like, 90s and 80s.
This reminds me of 80s. This reminds me of, like...
Mm-hmm. Well, this is, like, probably 95.
Really?
97.
Dude, I might be midgets. Mm-hmm. I don't even know these guys.
But way back, even before this, and before... when in the 80s, they had a song or an answering machine you could call, and each day, I think it was a different song.
Hmm.
That you could call up, and it was called the Dial a Song.
That's and fucking weird.
Call up and hear a different one.
Huh.
But you know, they have all sorts. I don't want to say they're like Ween because they're not, but they do kind of have a variety of sounds, such as Ween does.
I think there should be a parody band after these guys are done, and they could be like. Dudes that kind of looked like they might be chicks, and it'd be called They Might Have Vaginas.
They Might Have Vaginas.
What's that one San Francisco sports team? Is it called the San Francisco Vaginers?
San Francisco Vaginas.
Oh, or the New York Giners.
Yep.
The New York Giners?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Giant?
These guys tackled a song.
They might be New York Giants.
These guys tackled a song that Twisted Sister... a subject that Twisted Sister tackled too.
What, we're not going to take it?
Mm-mm.
That sounds like freaking the Proclaimers, dude. This is a subject. Where was I? I forgot the
point that I was making. I said if I was. That's how I always feel. I always forget the point that I'm making.
It sounds kind of R.E.M.-y. But like in a funny way.
Yep. Everybody wants a rock to wind a piece of string around. Isn't that Twisted Sister's song about wanting to rock?
I want to rock to tie a string around. I want to rock to tie a string around. Yeah, I know that song. I used to air rock to that in grade school, dude. Hey, don't forget to check it out if you haven't. We're back up on Zappacasts.
Hey, we are. We released one, and I don't even remember doing it.
Go to our website. It's on Facebook. And then there's a Libsyn something. Is it Facebook? Or it's Libsyn.
You go look for the Zappatag or the Zappacast on
just
Facebook.
Just Google it, you fucking idiots.
Zappatagcast. And, yeah.
Also, send us money.
Send us money. A dollar is all we need.
All right. There's some nice outro music for us, right?
Yep.
Hey, Hans. Don't send us money. You've sent us plenty of money.
Yeah, we need some subliminal messages.
That's right.
To
give us some feedback. Let us know what you want to hear. And also, let us know if we put up some records on Bandcamp, comedy records of the hilariousness that is us, come and buy it. And that way you'll get content for your money. And oh my God, you got to get up oily in the morning around here. I've been oily every day. Oily, 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 oily. Here, I'll turn it up over here. And we'll get some, what are you trying to say, subliminal? You keep turning it down. You're like, how does that work? Hey, Mr. Subliminal was on fucking...
I love Mr. Subliminal. He's one of my favorite people of all time.
So he was on Tom Green, Kevin Nealon was, and someone called him and he's like, hey, I really like your... Mr. Subliminal, what was one of your favorite skits to do? And he's like, thanks for the call, pervert.
Frankenstein.
And so he's like saying all these like derogatory things against the Skype-in caller.
Man. He probably had to practice that forever.
To
like disassociate that other voice from like be able to like, you know, toss it out.
He said the only thing he really had problems with keeping a straight face was the Chippendales skit with Patrick Swayze and Chris Farley. He said that's the only time he had to like... Yeah.
Well,
look down.
He was never a Fallon where he just like couldn't control his
right, where he just lost it.
His whole thing was kind of being that straight man where he had to keep his face, you know. And so, Nealon was that kind of guy. Lovitz.
Yeah.
If they
would have
broke into laughter, I don't think it would have fit their character as well as Fallon.
True dat, true dat. Hey, well, you guys, thanks for listening to the show. It's been number 731, and we talked about a whole bunch of stuff. If you missed it, go rewind. Would you fall asleep?
But when you want to rewind it, you want to take it, and you want to take it all the way back to the beginning, and then you take it about halfway back forward, and then about a quarter of the way back, you know, right? And then you want to try to find where you were, and then shove it up your butt!
Yeah, that's a good episode. Fucking... advice for you from Gatch, the Gatch Man, Gatch Man Games at Yahoo?
No, Hotmail.
Hotmail. God, I'm stupid. That's where you can send us money, and you can send it to TerryAGuile@gmail.
Mm-hmm. Or you can go and buy a dildo at a pet shop.
Yeah, and then you know what you do? You shove it up your butt! We're going to go smoke some green crack with some fucking black heroin on it. And not really, because we don't do
black
heroin.
Black Tara Reed.
That's right. You see, your pussy's still pink.
What?
Yeah, I fucked her in my dream last night. I'll tell you about it on the next episode of the Terry and Guy's
Comedy Show. I've never fucked a black woman up her butt.
What about in her dreams?
Yes, I did.
In her dreams, had she told you about it?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. She's like, hey, will you fuck me with the butt? And I was like, shit, in your dreams, bitch. She's like, yeah, I know. That's why I want it so bad. Black girls, I took a poll. And I stuffed it up my ass. Three out of four Jewish ladies don't prefer anal sex.
Is that a joke in your set? You should.
Yeah, that's a poll I've been taking up the ass for about 20 years now. I can't do it at the Clean Comedy Show. Hey, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time. Oh, and go listen to Zappatag Castle. Peace out. I'm sweaty.